Day of commemoration of the departure of two personalities in our Vaishnava heritage. It's Shishra Pandit and Bhugarbha Goswami. So we'll chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas before class. Thank you. Jai Prema Tanha Korna Prachu Divine grace. Abhayachananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, son, founder of Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Goti, voice, Nama Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila, Stakut Ki Jai, Rensei, Kohu, Shikrishna, Chaitanya, Rabu Nichananda, Shidway, Nagarata, Shivasani, Gol, Vata, Rindu, Ki Jai, Shishi, Radhakrishna, Kohu, Kuparasayam, Kunda, Kunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Chiranam ki jai, Jagannathaswami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Shmanigalasi Deva ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavani ki jai, Gauravani. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to she. Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Read the translation. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya Gan? Where my Siddhuk Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today we are commemorating the disappearance days of these two great personalities. First of all, Bhugarbha Goswami. Bhugarbha Goswami was a resident of Navadvip along with Lokanath Goswami. And they were both sent to Vrindavan. They were inseparable as a pair, and they were sent to Vrindavan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to prepare the ground for the other Goswamis who would come, like Rupa and Sanatana, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And so Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami never saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again after they were sent. And of course, there's many stories about Lokanath Goswami more than Bhugarbha Goswami. How Lokanath Goswami wanted to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to, I assume Bhugarbha Goswami was with him. He went to South India when Lord Chaitanya was there, but just missed Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya returned to Vrindavan, and he went back to Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya just left Vrindavan, and then he was going to go back to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya forbade him from seeing him again. But he worshipped Lord Chaitanya in his heart and was completely devoted to Lord Chaitanya and served the other Goswamis of Vrindavan. So that's Bhugarbha Goswami, also his ontological position. According to Kavi Karnapur in his Gora Ganadesh Deepika, is Prema Manjari. Manjari, of course, means a young prepubescent girl who assists Radha and Krishna in a very close ways. The Manjaris actually get a chance to assist Radha and Krishna in ways even the Sakis don't, because they were actually very small prepubescent. Okay. And so that's Bhugarbha Goswami. And the next one is Kashishra Pandit. He's not considered Kashishra Goswami. So Kashishra, very interesting. He is an incarnation of Krishna's coward boyfriend, Bringara, who used to serve Krishna. And Kashishra Pandit, along with Govinda, they were both the disciples of Ishwara Puri, which means the godbrothers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were sent by Ishwara Puri to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And when they arrived to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when they arrived in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking this is not the right etiquette to accept their service. Because the point is that they were godbrothers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so there's a certain etiquette between godbrothers. The godbrother is not really supposed to be the servant of another godbrother. However, there was an overriding consideration. In other words, there was another priority. The priority was that they were told by Ishvara Puri, their spiritual master and servant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the point of philosophy that's brought forth here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is that the order of the spiritual master is considered to be override other etiquette considerations. And so they serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many different ways, of course, as personal servants. And Kashishra Pandit was known as a very strong, physically strong person. So whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go out, he would actually control the crowds. Very, very interesting. And during the Rath Yatra, he was in charge of one of the groups of chanters and dancers. Finally, there's an interesting story about Kashishra Pandit here's the story. That when Rupa Goswami discovered Govinda Dev, this deity, and set up the temple for him and established the formal service of Govinda Dev, Radha Govinda, he sent a message to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kashishra that he should go in and serve the deities and assist Rupa Goswami. And Kashishra Pandit said, no, I'm not going, because I'm with you, and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so you should not give me this order. I'm just going to stay here. He refused to follow the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya said, all right, let's make a deal. He gave Kashishra Pandit a deity of himself, and that deity was taken by Kashishra Pandit to the Govindaji temple, and he did follow the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and worship Radha Govinda, and that deity is there today with Govindaji. If you actually go to see the deity of Radha Govinda, of course in Jaipur, you actually see the little deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next to him. Anyway, a little bit of historical information. So he left this world on this day. That's the day before the end of the Kartik month, 14th day of the Gora Paksha of the Kartik month. Gora Paksha means the light, in other words, when the moon is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, half of the month. You know, half of the month the moon is getting smaller, and up to the Amavas, which means the new moon, which you don't see the moon. And then half the month the moon is getting bigger up to the Purnima. So, tomorrow is the Purnima. Or today is the Purnima, one of the 2 days. Anyway, yeah, tomorrow is the Purnima. And then that's the last day of the month of Kartik. So, now we'll move on to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading from the 10th canto, chapter 2. Text 22 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa
Echa
Jivan Kalu Sampareto Varteta Yaha Atyanta Rishamsitena Dehe Rite Tam Anujaha Shapanti Nanta Tabo Andong Tanu Manino Dhruvam Saisha Jivan Kalu Sampareto Varteta Yodhyanta Rishamsitena Te tam manuja shapanti Gontata mundam tanumani no dhruvam Saisha jivam kalu sampareto Teta yot yanta nrshamsitena Dehe mrte tang manuja sapante Yanta tamam dam danumani no dhruvam Saisha jivam kalu sampareto Varteta yot yanta rasamsitena Dehe mrte tam manuja shapante Saha he Eshaha that jealous person Jivan while living Kalu,
even.
Samparetaha, is dead. Varteta,
continues to live.
Yaha, anyone who. Atyanta,
very much.
Rishansitena,
by executing cruel activities.
Dehe, on the body. Mrite,
it's finished.
Tam,
him.
Manujaha,
all human beings.
Shapante,
condemned.
Ganta,
he will go.
Tama
anda,
to hellish life.
Hanumananaha,
of a person in the bodily concept of life.
Ruvam,
without a doubt. Translation, a person who is very cruel is regarded as dead even while living. For while he is living or after his death, everyone condemns him. And after the death of a person in the bodily concept of life, he is undoubtedly transferred to the hell known as Andhatama. To repeat, a person who is very cruel is regarded as dead even while living. For while he is living, or after his death, everyone condemns him. And after the death of a person, in the bodily concept of life,
he is undoubtedly transferred
to the hell known as Andhatama. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Kamsa considered that if he killed his sister while living, he would be condemned by everyone, and after death, he would go to the darkest region of hellish life because of his cruelty. It is said that a cruel person, like a butcher, is advised not to live and not to die. While living, a cruel person creates a hellish condition for his next birth, and therefore, he should not live. But he's also advised not to die because after death, he must go to the darkest region of hell. Thus, in either circumstance, he is condemned. Kamsa, therefore, having good sense about the science of the soul's transmigration, deliberately refrained from killing Devaki. In this verse, the words gandhatamondam tanumanino dhruvam are very important and require extensive understanding. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Vaishnava Toshani Tika, says, Tattva tanu manina papina iti dehatma udhyoiva papa vini vesho bhavati. One who lives in the bodily concept, thinking I am this body, involves himself by the very nature of this conception in a life of sinful activities. Anyone living in such a conception is to be considered a candidate for hell. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text 30. When it was in a bodily concept of life, has no control over sense gratification, such a person can do anything sinful to eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy a life of sense gratification, not knowing of the soul's transmigration from one body to another. Such a person does whatever he likes, whatever he imagines, and therefore, being subject to the laws of nature, he suffers miserably again and again in different material bodies. Yavat kriyastava didam mano vai karmatmakam yena sharira vandaha. 5th canto, 5th chapter, text 5. In the bodily concept of life, a person is karmanubandha, or conditioned by karma, and as long as the mind is absorbed in karma, one must accept the material body. Shadira bandha, bondage to the material body, is a source of misery. Kresha Da. Nasarumanye Yat Atmano Yam. Sanati Kresha Asha Deyaha. Although the body is temporary, it always gives one trouble in many ways, but human civilization is now unfortunately based on Tanumani, the bodily concept of life, by which one thinks, I belong to this nation, I belong to this group, I belong to that group, and so on. Each of us has his own ideas, and we are becoming increasingly involved individually, socially, communally, and nationally in the complexities of karma, karmanu bandha, sinful activities. For the maintenance of the body, men are killing so many other bodies and becoming implicated in karmanu bandha. Therefore, Shilaji Goswami says that tanu mani, those in the bodily concept of life, are papi, sinful persons. For such sinful persons, the ultimate destination is the darkest region of hellish life, in particular, a person who wants to maintain his body by killing animals is most sinful and cannot understand the value of spiritual life. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, texts 19 to 20, the Lord says, Kanaham vishatata kruran angsareshunaradaman shipam yajashram ashuban Asarishve vayoni chu, asarim yoni appana, murta janmani janmani, mama prapyaiva konteha, tatoyanjada mamgatim. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence into various demoniac species of life. Attaining repeated birth among the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually, they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. A human being is meant to understand the value of human life, which is a boon attained after many, many births. Therefore, one must free oneself from tanu mani, the bodily concept of life, and realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Saisha Jivan Kalu Samparito, Vorteta Yom Chanta Rasham Chitena, Dehemetic Tam Manuja Shapante, Gantata Mundam Danu Mani no Drubam. So, Om Ganata Vedanda Shah, Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshura Meditam. So interestingly enough, Prabhupada here makes reference, actually the first paragraph of the purport, to this famous story where the sage is benedicting or blessing different types of personalities depending upon their path in life. Of course, the famous story that most of you have heard, you know, the sage goes to the brahmachari and says to the brahmachari, you should die immediately. That's a parent's curse, right? If someone says, die, you take that as a curse. But for brahmachari, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Why? Because the brahmachari is executing austerities, hasn't gotten married yet, and he hasn't gotten entangled in this material world, and at least he will go to the sun planet. At least, at the very least. At best, he will go back to Godhead. So it's better he dies now before he gets entangled in the material world, decides to get married later on. Of course, not that getting married will go to hell or anything like that. He gets entangled, attached. Pumsa, striya, mituti, vabhava, metam, agoramatu, vidyarantya, ho, ato, raha, kshetra, satapta, vatar, janasyamo, ho, yam. Because this is what happens when you put the man and the woman together. You know, like Prabhupada said often, that men are like butter and women are like fire. So they melt, inevitably. It's just something that's part of nature. So anyway, so the brahmachari is blessed like that. And then there's a king very nice king, and the king is blessed by the sage, long live the king, don't die. Because while the king is alive, you know, he's basically enjoying life, and then when he dies, you know, whatever sinful activities were executed in his kingdom, he has to take a certain percentage of those sinful activities and suffer because of those sinful activities. So when you take a position, like Prabhupada even said in regard to the GBC, if a GBC makes a mistake, he has to take birth as a Shudra in the next life. And Prabhupada was relating that to the story of Vidura, who was Krishna's GBC, as Prabhupada said. And Vidura made the mistake of getting that Muni, Mandavya Muni, pierced by the lance, which was mentioned yesterday. Vidura, when he was actually his Yamaraj. So the, long live the king. You hear that oftentimes. Long live the king, etc. And then, as far as the devotee can either live or die. Doesn't matter. Because the devotee is always doing the same thing, and he's with Krishna, and he's engaged in his internal relationship with Krishna, even when he's, that's called Jivan Mukta, even when he's here in this material world. And it's described in the Bhagavad Gita that even though the body is sitting up, down, you know, doing what, eating, whatever, he sees himself as doing nothing. That's pretty interesting. Of course, that would be considered to be a psychological illness by the psychologist, isn't it? You know, it's just like disassociation, it's called. So the devotee is actually, but it's not really disassociated. He's just like we're driving the car. We're not disassociated from our activity of driving the car. We're perfectly conscious and doing it nicely, but we understand we're not the car. So that's the pure devotee. And then when he goes back to God, anyway, so Narayana Puratsabe Nakutashtani Bhivyati Swargabhavarga Gadakeshu Api Tulyarta Darshana. That a topmost devotee of Narayana, he sees heaven, hell, everything is exactly the same, because he's doing the same thing everywhere. You know, just serving Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness. So he's got it made. He's fortunate. He's a Vyasattva Samashuddhi Yada Yoga Vivasati. He's not afraid of death. Whereas someone who's not Krishna conscious, they're afraid of death, because they don't know what's going to happen, or even if they know what's going to happen, it's bad. You know, like that song, they're coming to take me away, away, they're coming to take me away. I don't know if any of you heard that song. 60s. The 1960s, they're coming to take me away. Actually, Mother Tulsi was on Sankirtan one time, and she was preaching to some morticians, people who take care of dead bodies. Called a mortician. It's like French or something, in Spanish, muerte. Spanish muerte means death. So she was asking them, you know, what are people's expressions when they die? And first they said, well, people just look very peaceful. And she said, well, I want to know what people's expressions were before they started giving them anesthesia at the time of death. You know, nowadays you go into a hospice and they just fill you up with morphine. So obviously, you're still going to see the Yamadutas, but the body's not going to be capable of expressing it. Oh, little Johnny, or big Johnny, he was so peaceful when he looked. It's like, you know, and they prepare the body in such a way to put a smile on you, and they say, wow. I mean, I've been to funerals, and it looks like the corpse is ready to jump out of the coffin. That's at my father's funeral. I said, he's just going to sit up, because they prepare it like that. So, and she asked, you know, what do they look like before they started giving morphine? And she said, do they look like... And the mortician started to shake, because she was reminding them of, you know, their traumatic experiences of seeing corpses before. They were scared because the Yamadutas were coming. Anyway, and there are stories about a devotee was with her mother, and she was saying, chant Hare Krishna, and the mother was saying, no, no, no. And the mother basically said, oh, there they are. And the devotee couldn't do anything because the mother wouldn't chant Hare Krishna. Anyway. And there's other stories where the mother does chant Hare Krishna and the Yamadutas go away, just like in the story of Ajamaya. Anyway, so for a butcher, that's the last one, for a butcher, don't live and don't die. This is what Prabhupada is quoting here, because a butcher's activities, even, you know, even in the material world, you know, so they come out. I remember visiting my mother's butcher, and it, you know, it was like splattered with blood. You know, it's just not considered, even in America, it's not considered just like, what's your activity? I'm a butcher. You know, so you're really disrespected. It's just like, props the lowest activity. And also in polite culture, if you're cruel, you're actually looked down upon, you're criticized, you're put in jail. And so butchers don't live and don't die. You know, so while you're living, you're suffering, and then when you die, you're going to suffer more. So Kamsa is thinking about these things. Now, it's very interesting to me, it's very interesting that the reason Kamsa is not going to kill Devaki at this particular point is not because he's feeling compassion. It's because he's feeling scared. You know, so that's a very immature stage of regulating human beings. Like Arjuna was, Krishna was trying to utilize this scare business, not really super scare, but threat business to get Arjuna to fight. He said, well, if you don't fight, people are going to say so many unkind words about you. One of his has been praised before his fame, that is worse than death, not being praised. So, you know, that's a very external way to shape someone's behavior through threats. And also another external way is through rewards. Like if you do well in school, like when I was young, do well in school, we'll give you money. Pretty bold. And if you don't do well in school, no, we didn't get a spanking for not doing well, we'll deduct money. You know, so I mentioned many times to devotees that in this way I learned accounting when I was very young. I became a professional accountant at 5 years of age. So, because I was always counting, you know, what is my balance? You know, positive or negative balance. So anyway, and if you do well, we'll take you to Disney World. So this is one way of shaping human behavior. It's not a very advanced way of shaping human behavior, but it's utilized under certain circumstances. You know, just like we have our Shastra and Shastra. Shastra means, you know, the instructions, and Shastra means basically the stick. So that's why in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Bhagavatam, there's so many things mentioned about people going to hell. And even in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find elaborate descriptions of hell. Anda, Tamishra, you know, and you'll find stories about people being stitched like a sewing machine, you know, a little Yamaduta sewing. Sewing you like we sew our outfits here. I guess they put sequins on you or something. Anyway, so they'll find stories about being put through a sugar cane press. If you were cruel to the devotees, you'll find stories about being thrown off a mountain and being, you know, basically your bones actually being pulverized, having to walk up the mountain again. You'll find stories about embracing the red-hot form of the opposite sex. Nowadays it would be the same sex, but anyway. And then sort of scares, as they say, you know, I hate to use this, but scares the Jesus out of you, you know. You know, and then all, anyway, so it's this idea of controlling behavior by threats or by rewards. I mean, even Bhagavatam sometimes has these rewards there. you know, that if you read this chapter, you'll always be fortunate. You know, there's the Shruti Pala at the end of many chapters, not only Bhagavatam, but also the chapters in the Puranas and other Vedic literatures, that by anyone who reads this will always be fortunate, will never get sick, and you know, and so we're very much concerned with this. And so, yes, it does shape behavior. And just even in bhakti yoga, we have these different ideas too. You know, if I don't chant my rounds, Krishna will be angry, or, you know, I'm going to go to hell, or I'll fall down. You know, it's every, this is conception. It works in certain circumstances. However, we are not interested, ultimately, in that. We are interested in serving Krishna. We are interested in being compassionate because it's from our heart. We want to do it. In the beginning, yes, vaidhi bhakti. In the beginning, threats. That's why so many religious literatures, they have these threats. Threats in them and rewards in them. Because people function on that basis. Because basically, people are not compassionate, people are not devotional, especially in Kali Yuga. And so you've got to control people one way or the other. Why? Just to keep society peaceful. Also, why? So that ultimately they will understand higher truth. Because the Bhagavatam describes in the 10th canto, of the first chapter, fourth verse, Nivritta Tarshar, Bhagavana, Bhavoshira Shrutcha, Mano Virabhat, Kautama Shloka, Gunaravada, Puman Vinajetam Banam, Pakshudnat. That someone who is sinful, he can never be attracted to Krishna consciousness or hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's like a very preliminary stage. But we should not simply remain on this preliminary stage. We should come to the point of developing compassion, understanding. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani aitmana ivanu pashati. That Krishna is in everyone's heart. That everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. That everyone is our brother and everyone is our sister. Here Prabhupada is talking about a different community thing. Here he says, I belong to this group, I belong to that group. Well, we belong to Krishna's group. And being in the mode of goodness, we see that there's one underlying spiritual nature. And then that's the beginning of developing compassion. And the ultimately, boy, we don't have much time, but ultimately the pinnacle of compassion is called paradukaduki, where one is more concerned with others' happiness and others eliminating others' distress than with their own happiness and distress. That's the pinnacle. Of course, on the other side of the spectrum, there's the psychopathology, you psychopath, someone who has no empathy. So we should gradually go to the point of having empathy and considering others' happiness more important than our own. And that was Srila Prabhupada's position. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, to the Prabhupada, to the Prabhupada, He Jai. So, Radha Gopinanda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Aum Vishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kunalam Gokurai Rajamalam
Thank you. Thank you. born in the Iraqi Indians down in the road by Mother Yashoda. To this road I offer my humble obeisances, I offer my patiences to most beloved Shimati Bhagavati. And your unlimited pastime in his jai, Lord Gandhar, Lord Gandhar, he jai.
One announcement.
Give my blessings first. Is that I won't be here tomorrow morning.